Hello, crew. What is happening on this fine Wednesday evening? It's time for a little Next Generation. And tonight we're going to finish out the marathon bracket series. We're going to combine the four we've had previously into an overall firearm bracket, let you guys vote that out. And then we'll be done with those things for a little while. So welcome, welcome. We're live on the YouTube simulcast over on the gunchannels.com. Speaking of that, I got to bring the little chat room up here. And looks like G-Web's hanging out over there. He said he might jump in. He was in the middle of a project, I think. Night Strike and Rick are over there as well. And I'll drop that link here on the YouTube side. The little yellow thing on my name is freaking me out for some reason. It's the first time I've seen that. But there is the link for the Gun Channels. And you definitely want to hang out there if you enjoy. Heck, if you enjoy hanging out in a gun shop, you will enjoy Gun Channel. Same feel. Lots and lots of content creators over there. Schedule's available. You got access to that 24/7 gun show, which is pretty doggone awesome too. The Tactical Pickle looks like jumped in first. I'm not real sure what he was talking about. He says a bit early, but it would seem a mounted screw serve system would take recoil and strength out of the equation. Just a thought. So I'm not picturing that in my mind's eye. But the Mohawk Boy in here as well. Remember to check out his chat. It's Midnight Range TM, the channel there. His chat from Sunday. That was definitely a good one. Mr. 1% Rich White is here and Roosted in the house as well. I've seen Zippy jump in at 817. Caleb's here. Double A. Coffee and Guns, JPP, Mr. John Brown. They're all starting to pile up here, so that's good. We got a little bit of a late start, so it'll take a little while for the notifications to come out and go out, if they even do. Patriot in the Dark says, you can start now. Yes, we are trying. One thing I do want to throw out there before we get going is if you've commented on any of the videos, any of the live streams, any of the produced stuff, and I haven't replied, understand that, at least for my channel, I don't know if it's happening elsewhere, but YouTube seems to be broke in that I'm not getting a notification when people comment, whether they reply to a comment or they just comment on a video. So I keep having to go in, and the way that the Creator Studio is broken up, it doesn't put the most recently commented at the top of the feed. So I've kind of got to scroll down. So my point being, if you comment on a video, especially that's a few weeks old or even for sure a few months old, I may never see that right now. So I'm not ignoring you. I'm just not getting the notification to be able to find it to reply. So keep in mind, I know I don't have the camera fixed yet. Hopefully that'll be done by Friday. But live at clovertac.com. If you have a question or, you know, you want to have a conversation, you can always do it that way as opposed to just the comments. So let's run through our panel here real quick, and then we'll get started on this and get it knocked out. Tardot is with us back again. Finally got moved, apparently. How are you, Tardot?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, we're getting back on track. So it's starting to come into play and get everything going again. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And Sandy is with us. Mr. Sandhill Shooter. What's up, bud?
Good evening. Thanks for the link. I am in the car. I had to make a trip to Colorado for work, so I'm heading home tonight.
Very cool. Nothing wrong with that. Ghost, how are you?
I'm good. Just want to let you know that I do not like green eggs and ham. Just saying.
I do. But
I like the ham part and the egg part, just not green eggs.
Well, mine is different. Funny story about the green eggs and ham. My kids growing up, right? Well, of course, you know, I guess for generations now, you know, all kids know what green eggs and ham is. I mean, they've been read that book. I'm sure it's probably sitting on the shelf. I know it is in my house, and that book's quite old. But, you know, getting kids to eat their vegetables or, you know, eat different things or try different things or whatever. And what I would do, I don't know if anybody has ever done spinach and eggs, but we would do spinach and eggs and then fry Spam, which is a pretty quick little, you can whip up that meal pretty quick, right? And we called that green eggs and ham. So, worked out pretty well. One of them things where if you need to get your kids to eat something different, just got to find a way to trick them into doing it, I guess. Double A, what's up, bud? Apparently he's muted, or his mic's not working, or something. You having tech problems there, bud, of some sort. Yeah, side chat. He said he's got audio issues. So we'll move on. I got a little bit of an echo. I don't know if that's coming from him or not. But I'm going to have to mute you, or you muted yourself before I did it. One of the two. So there we go. He'll get that figured out. It's all good. Einstein out there says, fried Spam, you have my attention. Yeah, that's the only way. These people that just take it out of the can and slice it and put it on a sandwich, it's like, ugh. Got to at least sear it in a pan first. Come on. So let me get a screen share up here for everybody of the bracket. And here we go. So what we've done is this is going to be the best youth firearm. What we've done is we've taken the last 4 weeks, and I don't remember which week was which, but we had best 22 pistol, we had best 20 gauge shotgun, best 22 rifle, and best hunting rifle. And I've laid those out in a first round configuration here to where we have no shotguns against shotguns, pistols against pistols, etc. And we've got no 22s versus 22s here. Let me double check and make sure, but pretty sure we don't. Yeah, so I didn't want a rematch in the first round. Now, as we move forward into the second and third rounds, of course, we might end up with some rematches from before. Who knows? But at least in this first round, really no similarities between the two choices that everybody's going to have. Looks like Double A got his mic up. What's up, bud?
What's up, brothers? Hello, Clover, Ghost, Sandy, Cardot. How you guys doing tonight?
Living the dream, man. Living the dream.
Sandy, I was thinking of you because it's funny, this job that I've been delivering stone and hauling off of, it's a culvert repair. It's not really a bridge. It's, you know, big concrete pipes and water flows through. Anyway, right next to that job is Sand Hill Road. And I, every time I see that, I think a Sand Hill Shooter. So I'm going to snap a picture of it and send it to you.
That's pretty cool. That warms my heart knowing that somebody out there's thinking of me. Thanks, Double A.
No problem, brother. How's everybody else? Doing good. I'm pretty good tonight. Let's get this show on the road, man.
All right. Patriot out there, he says, is this bracket ever going to get over? It will get over tonight. We will have a definitive winner tonight. So, yeah, let's get started with it. First round matchup here. We've got in the number one seed, we've got the Ruger Mark IV 2245. In the number two seed, we've got the Marlin 336C, which I didn't put it in there, but that is in 3030. That was on the youth hunting rifle bracket. So let's run this one through the room, get our opinion. Our votes do not count, but we have the ability to at least try and sway the vote here. Tardot, what are you thinking between the Ruger Mark IV 2245? That should be the 2245 Light, actually. The particular version that was in the bracket before. So the Ruger Mark IV 2245 Light versus the Marlin 336C, which is a lever action rifle, of course, in 3030. What do you think?
Well, mostly because I'm pretty partial to the gun and the style. I've got to go with the Marlin 336C.
Okay. Sandy, what do What are you thinking?
How come you always pin me in between a great choice and another great choice? I'm still going to stick with my normal standards on this topic. We're talking about a youth, so I'm going to pick the 45 over a 30-30 on this one.
Gotcha. Yeah, that 22-45, by the way, is 22 long rifle. Ghost.
If I was picking for my personal, I would take the lever action 30-30. But for the youth, I'd probably go the Mark IV.
All right. Yeah, I gotcha. Double A, what do you think?
Well, I'm pretty much going to say what Ghost said. I mean, I took my first deer with a 30-30. It's funny because my dad shot at it and missed, and it ran right past me. It was like literally 15 feet from the end of my barrel, if that. I just, you know, sight shot right down the side. I didn't even see the sight. Yeah, anyway, it was Model 94 Winchester. The recoil on a 30-30 isn't terrible, but for a youth gun, man, if you're starting somebody out young, recoil can scare them. You know what I'm saying? And I love the 22-45, whether it's the light or whatever. But for a youth gun, I'm going to say 22-45.
And I come down big, huge Marlin guy, especially over Ruger. As far as companies, personal preference is going to be lever over pistol. But we're talking youth, and when we're talking youth, we're talking about, you know, also an element of fun involved. And for $20, you can have an awful lot more fun with a 22 long rifle than you can a 30-30. So I think for that reason, which hasn't been mentioned yet, I think I go with the Rugera, with the 22-45. So let me give me a second here. Let me get my stopwatch up. I didn't get that done earlier, and that's my bad.
I will say this, Clover. I'm getting ready to teach my 10-year-old granddaughter to shoot, and she does good in school, but her attention span, you know, she's a kid, you know, took her fishing 3 years ago. She said, "Take me fishing," and now she's my fishing buddy. But we're gonna start her out on a BB gun, then we'll move to 22. And I mean, really, if I put, you know, a 30-30 or anything equivalent to that, like my AK, in her shoulder and let her shoot it, she might be a little intimidated by that recoil. So
yeah, I mean, to start off, yeah, I mean, with these brackets we've done over the last few weeks, those are elements that we have to factor in, because, you know, that's just a variable that, you know, is gonna sway your decision. I mean, a 30-30, you know, especially in that 336C, which is the compact, is not going to be that bad for a teenager, let's say. But, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, it could be a little much. So, you know, those are things that certainly are going to play in. So we're going to go to the chat now. We've got the Ruger Mark IV 22-45 light versus the Marlin 336C in 30-30. Vote now. All of you chat peeps, there are the votes out there. The clock is ticking. I will go over and check the, I closed my chat on the Gun Channel side for some reason, but I'll get that up so we can make sure we don't miss our Gun Channel peeps. And it looks like we've got just a few seconds left. But I think that the Ruger there, we had a couple of votes for that. I see one, two, three. Is that a tie? So the vote's going to be closed. What did I miss? You missed the vote for the bracket.
I have four for the Ruger.
Okay. I see one. Two, three, four. Okay, I see another. I see Einstein. Yep.
Yeah.
So I missed Einstein. So Ruger moves on. It was a close one. There's a lot of folks I show that are viewing that are not voting. So if you're out there and you voted the Marlin and lost, then blame them, because and if you don't vote, so definitely get those votes in. So that one moved on, and I don't know. That's not a big surprise to me, but we'll move on down. We've got the third and fourth seeds here. We've got the Cinderella story of the 22 rifle bracket, the Henry Lever 22. Definitely come out of nowhere. I really didn't expect that one to do as well as it did up against some of the other ones, but I think for kids and nostalgia with the Red Ryder and whatever cool factor, I think that it did really well. We've got the Henry Lever 22, and then we've got one that can be very, very versatile in the shotgun there. This would be in the 20 gauge, by the way. And yeah, from, you know, shooting all types of traps, skeet, sporting clays to, you know, bird hunting and various other things. We've got the Mossberg Silver Reserve. Now, if you're not familiar, that is an over and under. So we'll run this one backwards through the panel, get our opinions going on there. Double A, what do you think? Henry Lever 22 or Mossberg Silver Reserve in 20 gauge?
Well, 20 gauge is not a bad gauge for youth. It's, you know, it's a little bit more in 410. Got a little bit more, you know, like we were talking before, recoil. And, you know, it's so funny because I've been kind of trying to teach a friend of mine. It's a fellow musician. That's how I met him. Never fired a gun before until he was like 25. And, you know, he's like, I want to shoot a 308 or a 30-06 or a 12 gauge. And after he shot it, he's like, you know, so, and he's kind of a skinny dude, but when it comes to kids, that's a hard toss up, man. The 20 gauge versus, cause it doesn't really recoil that much, but I learned to shoot on a 22 long rifle after I learned how to shoot with a BB gun, you know, and I had some pretty decent BB guns back in the day. So, man, this is a toughie. Man, I'm going to say the 22, the Henry 22, just because that's a, I don't know. I mean, what are you wanting to teach them? Precision? You want to teach them to hunt with a shotgun? You know, I'm going to go with the 22.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Ghost, what do you say?
You know, my initial reaction was the Henry. But you did bring up a good point about the Mossberg being much more versatile. So it could, for a youth, introduce them to several different things. So I'm going to go with the Mossberg.
Right. Nothing wrong with that. Sandy.
Again, I'm just going to try to be consistent with my answers here. And growing up watching Westerns, I mean, I don't think I could ever find a cooler gun than a lever action rifle. And a 22 long rifle lever action for a kid, that's probably, if I'm ever a dad, that's probably the first firearm my kid's ever going to have. So I'm going with the Henry.
Gotcha. Tardot. You on mute? Where's Tardot? He's AWOL.
I think he got throat punched and he couldn't talk, maybe, huh?
No, sorry, something popped up on my phone and kind of muted y'all. Oh, no, with that one, honestly, I would be going with the Silver Reserve. I kind of agree with Ghost on the sense of diversifying. Mm-hmm. You got to get the kids going, and pretty much if it depends, you know, I do agree with the it depends part of it too. What are you wanting to teach them? But at least with that, you are spreading them out and you're giving them that opportunity, you know, shotguns, rifles, handguns. You know, with that one, that's a good shotgun, I think, to start them out on, especially with the over under double barrel. And it's not a common thing to find a lot of over unders usually anymore. It's either a side by side or a pump. That's usually what you get.
All right. Yeah. Now, Einstein out there, he says the 20 might be a little much for a smaller youth. Yeah. If you're talking, you know, again, you know, 8, 9, maybe 10-year-olds with a, you know, with a smaller frame. That being said, I've seen 9 and 10 year old little girls do fine with a 20 gauge. So, now,
hey,
That said, I mean, they enjoyed it and had the commitment, and you know, they had already shot other things, so they had that experience. Yeah, go ahead.
Just for clarification, the Mossberg, is this a youth sized?
Yeah.
Shotgun. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. All of these are youth. All of these are short pull youth configuration. Yes.
Okay, that's definitely gonna. I mean, I don't know. It's not gonna make me change my answer, but knowing that this is, you know, a shortened length of pull and it's gonna fit a kid, that might affect people's votes out there.
Yeah. Everything on the long gun side has been something that, you know, you can get in a short length of pull for a youth. So. Looks like the outlaw jumped in with us. What's up, buddy?
Oh, not much. Called out of work. Got some kind of flu going on, I think.
Ooh, you don't sound super great.
Buddy, I feel like crap.
Right.
Feel like I've been hit by a bus.
Right. I imagine.
Hey, Clover, I was going to say, you want to let Outlaw throw in? He come in after the first vote. He's on the second vote now. I was just going to say, you want him to throw it in there, but curious.
Our votes don't count, so it doesn't matter.
That's true. I just, you know, maybe his point of view.
Yeah, we're just here to sway the audience. So, what are you thinking on this matchup, Ellis, between for, you know, youth, Henry Lever 22, or as you would say, Lever, of course, or the Mossberg Silver Reserve over and under in 20 gauge?
Man, that's tough. The Henry, you got the cool factor. I mean, it's a lever action gun. It's, you know, it's a cowboy gun that every kid dreams about having, especially if you was raised in our era. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the Mossberg, which is very versatile. You've got so many different range loads you can use for accuracy. Like they were talking earlier, you could use slugs, and they're fairly accurate at close range. It's a toss up, man. I'm going to go with the Mossberg.
Oh, the Mossberg. You know, I'm going to mention something because we've talked about cool factor, and I got to tell you, a Mossberg Silver Reserve, come on, an over and under shotgun, breakover, you know, silver receiver, you know, nice, pretty wood. You know, if we were talking about a Henry Golden Boy. You know, that might sway me a little bit, but I like the versatility factor. As far as cool factor, you know, I think they're pretty par for course.
What's the price on one of those, though? Is this something that maybe we don't want to have a kid out potentially not paying attention to? You know, is it going to get scratched up? And is it going to be something we don't care?
Well, I don't think it.
Out of it, nobody's going to care.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, kids need to be taught to take care of their stuff regardless, but
you're right. They do, but if you're going to put a firearm or anything of value in a child's hands, you need to be patient with them and understand that they're not a responsible full grown adult. They may or may not pay attention to, you know, everything they need to. They're still learning. That's our job, is to teach them, right? So they're going to make mistakes along the way, and the gun's probably going to get a scratch or a scuff on it at some point.
It's not. So, I think the Henry is definitely cheaper. There's not going to be a huge. I mean, I've seen the Silver Reserves on sale before at a fairly reasonable price, you know, for what you're getting. And you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, things are going to get banged around. I mean, we've got $1,500, $1,800 rifles that belong to the club that look like they've, you know, survived a boating accident, so to speak. They do. I mean, they're horrible. And it killed me when they started getting scratches and things like that. And finally I had to back up and realize, hey, these aren't mine. They belong to the club, and, you know, so be it. But yeah, I mean, that comes into play too about, you know, getting them cased up when you're putting them in and out of the vehicle and all this good stuff. But, you know, if you're out in the field or you're out in the woods, let's say squirrel hunting with the 22, then I mean, it could be could get beat or banged around on something, sure. And that might be a factor. I don't know. I don't see that as that huge of a factor myself. Maybe for some people, but I just don't think so. But a valid point either way. Let's throw this out to everybody in the audience. We need your vote now. And that'll be for the Henry Lever 22 or the Mossberg Silver Reserve. And I'll start the clock boat now. That's number three, the Henry Lever 22, or number four, the Mossberg Silver Reserve. Looks like two hottie snuck in at some point on us.
I'll say this about, you know, guns you take into the field. If you're worried about getting them scratched, you better just leave them in the safe. I mean,
yeah, that's why they, that's why they came up. That's why they came up with synthetic stocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, right. I mean,
so we'll stop the vote now.
As of right now.
Oh yeah. It's a blowout. So let's do vote close. Not that we have to, but do vote close. Everybody likes that Henry 22. I hope they're thinking in terms of use. I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're not talking personal preference here. So that is fine. So this next one was one that also, when we did the shotgun bracket, I was kind of surprised. We're going to have the Mossberg 88 versus a Ruger 10-22. And again, the Mossberg 88 is going to be in 20 gauge. And I made the statement right out. I didn't vote for the Mossberg 88 for round one, right? Because I was like, it's a weight issue. It's a weight issue. It's a weight issue. The only pump shotgun in 20 gauge I've seen that was heavier was the, I think it's a New England Pardoner, is a little bit heavier than that. But that sucker is just, it's just crazy heavy, especially if you get into a longer barrel. You know, one for hunting purposes, trap, skeet. Remember, we're talking youth, so we're not talking about short barrel, you know, self-defense stuff. So, you know, that being said, again, I'm in a situation where I'm sort of, if I'm going to be true to my votes earlier, I would have to go with the Ruger 10-22 because, I mean, come on, aftermarket configurations and everything else on that, you don't have the weight issue. I don't know, reliability, they're probably pretty much even. I go Ruger 10-22. Ellis, what do you think? We'll start with you down there. Mossberg 88 or Ruger 10-22?
Oh, well, first of all, I do not own but one Mossberg, and I love it. And I own a couple of Rugers, and I love both of those. So, to me, it's one of those, I'm sort of loyal to the manufacturer kind of deal here, and I'm loyal to both of these guys. Fun factor, I'm going to have to give it to the 10-22 because they're just fun to shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. Tardot, what do you think?
Well, one thing is, you know, we've already kind of talked about 22 and kind of like you said with the versatility, the aftermarket. And then there's also the fact that, you know, if you're not just sticking with the traditional 10-22, I mean, it's the options of what you're purchasing. I mean, you got breakdowns, you've got charger pistols, you've got a variety of things to kind of go with on the 10-22 general platform on that platform overall. But, I do agree definitely on the sole fact too, that with the aftermarket, with the parts and the different things you can get for it, you know, 10-22 all the way.
Right. Ghost.
Is it Maverick 88? I'm not Maverick. Mossberg 88. That's a pump action, correct?
That's a pump. That's correct.
Okay. Man. Big Mossberg fan, but for youth, I'm not sure the pump's way I would go. I think the 10-22, I mean, that might be the overall champion, honestly, for me. So I'm going to go 10-22.
Gotcha. Sandy, pretty sure where you're going to come down, but I'll ask.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time not waffling on this one. The reason I say that is because I've already voted for one of the 22 rifles that's been pushed through. And I mean, we've got a 22 that's built like a tank and has a track record of, you know, being a great gun. We've got a shotgun built like a tank and has a track record of being a great gun. I'm going to stick to my gun, so to speak, and I'm going to go with the Ruger, but it's awful close. It's almost too close for me to call this one.
Oh yeah.
These all are kind of that way. I know you guys, I say that every time.
Now, Tack out there, he says M&P 1522 for the win. You know, not that he's been following our brackets, because he's hashtag kill the brackets, hashtag anti bracket, whatever. But yeah, the M&P 22 was on the 22 raffle. So had you been there, Tack, I'm just saying, and been there and voted, then maybe that might have been an option. Double A, where you come down on the Maverick 88 versus the 1022?
Well, I'll say this, you know, brackets are not for us. It's fun. You know what I'm saying? That's a toss up. Is that Maverick in 410 or 20 or what?
Well, 20 gauge. All of the shotguns would be 20.
Yeah, honestly, you're right. I've owned two Mavericks and they are not light. I mean, they're Mossberg 500 basically, but man, I don't know. We have to look at this from a youth, you know, and of course I already voted for the Henry 22, but I don't know. I still think I'm going to go with a Ruger. I love my 1022. This is the third one I've owned and bought and sold many. And it's so versatile. Funny thing is my nephew, before he went to Afghanistan a couple years ago, we went out and had a shoot that, you know, we shoot together, put it that way. Long story, but he's shooting my 1022 and he's like, why don't I have one of these? And I'm like, I don't know. Well, he went and bought one before he went to Afghanistan. So same with my channel partner brother. After he shot mine, he's like, why don't I have one of these? I said, well, go buy one. So yeah, I'm going to go with the 1022.
Cool. Well, that's a panel sweep, wasn't it? Looked like. So let's throw this to a vote. We got the number 5 seed, Maverick 88, versus the number 6 seed, which is the Ruger 1022. Vote now. Vote early. Vote often. But don't vote twice.
We need the Jeopardy theme going. Dee-doo-dee-doo.
Probably get a copyright strike if we did. And that's a joke, but could actually be serious. Now, I'm not sure what the Tiger 1022 is. That's what Mohawk Boy's throwing out there. Like, that's a new one on me. I don't know what the Maverick, or the 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, one-third.
Maverick.
Is that the Iraq veteran Mossberg 88?
That's not the Iraq veteran Maverick 88.
Okay, I was just wondering.
No, it is the... This one is actually... No, I'll...
It's not Maverick veteran.
Maverick. Maverick. So let's close the vote. We may, and I can't type, but such is life. And let's see, what do we got here? What were our numbers again? We got 5 and 6 here. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 1, 2. Looks like the 1022. Anybody on the panel disagree with that?
No.
Looks like it got it by several votes. It wasn't a runaway, but it wasn't entirely close either. So let me go over here and save this because. We'll keep it. All right. So final matchup of round one. And then we start getting really serious. We've got one of the ones from our youth hunting bracket. We've got the Ruger American in 300 blackout versus the Browning Buckmark, which is a pistol. There is a Browning Buckmark carbine, but that didn't even make the rifle bracket. We got the Browning Buckmark pistol, which is 22. So got a 300 blackout rifle versus a 22 long rifle pistol. So double A, what are you thinking?
Man, you come up with the weirdest combinations. I mean, honestly, though, I can say this. I don't own a 300 blackout. I think I'm going to build an upper. From a reloader standpoint, awesome. Cartridge, it's so versatile. Man, that's a hard toss-up. I'm gonna go 300 blackout just because I from what I understand, depending on the bullet and the charge, the recoil isn't bad, and it's an AR platform.
No,
I'm gonna go 300.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Ruger American's a bolt gun.
Oh, it's a bolt gun. Oh, okay.
It is threaded. You can use a suppressor. It will fire, you know, all of your all of your 300 blackout loads. It also, you're right, 300 blackout is very mild on the recoil.
Yeah. And but
you've got a 20,
depending on the round, it's more of a faster burning powder. Some of it's like slow pistol powder. Yeah. So I'm impressed with the 300 blackout. I really am, and honestly, I'm going to build one. So and when it comes to the recoil and that to me, that would be kind of a good introduction for the youth to shoot a 30 caliber rifle, not get their shoulder broke. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go 300 blackout.
Yeah. And that's why it topped the list on the youth hunting rifles too. So you got to realize all of these were at the top of the list before, top of the brackets before. Ghost, what are you thinking?
Well, you know how I feel about the 300 blackout. Well, the 300 blackout, but you also know how I feel about bolt action rifles. So I'm kind of mixed there. I will say for me, I would probably go the 300 blackout, but once again, for the youth, I mean, the buck mark is about as American as you get. It sounds bad to say American with a Ruger, but what I'm saying is that's what you see more times than not. When I'm seeing kids, I see more of those than anything else. So it's obviously up there for a reason. So I'm going to have to go buck mark.
Okay. Sandy, what are you thinking?
Question real quick, because I don't have, we've established this on past weeks, I don't know anything about 300 blackout. So as far as like perceived recoil from a kid's perspective, considerably less than say a 308 or 30-06, right? In the 300 blackout.
It's what now?
No, it's going to be less recoil than a 308 or 30-06.
Yeah. Oh god!
You can go subsonic with 300 blackout and be like a little airsoft gun.
Yeah, you're talking 223.
Yeah,
223 style recoil, and you're talking about the ability to sling 90 grain to 265 grain projectiles, depending on your objective.
Okay, well that's.
Yeah, I was gonna say that the 300 blackout has like maybe half, if not less, than the 7.62 by 39. I mean, it's pretty mild.
Okay, well that was kind of what I was thinking. So we don't have an actual hunting rifle, like something that you're going to take big game, deer sized game with yet on our list that's going through. And as far as my limited experience goes, and I'm not trying to start an argument with this, but you can take the Ruger Mark 1-4, Colt Woodsman, Browning, Buck Mark, any of these, they're kind of interchangeable as far as the purpose they're going to serve, you know. So I'm going to go with the Ruger American.
Cool. Tardot, what do you think?
Honestly, this is kind of why I didn't vote for the first pistol. It's because in my mind, even though they weren't competing at the time, I was thinking about that one. And as much as I love Ruger, I do like the Browning Buck Mark, or should I say Butt Mark, a lot more. So right. I'm going Browning.
Thank you. Another 22. Mr. Outlaw, Ruger American in Blackout or Browning Buck Mark 22?
Well, if you're taking a kid out to learn how to shoot a pistol, I don't think you could go anywhere close to being as good as a Browning Buck Mark. It's a great little gun, especially for somebody that's never shot a handgun before and wanting to learn. I'd go with the Browning.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's a hard one for me because I really do love the Blackout, and that's my favorite caliber probably, and really do love the Buckmark. But I don't know. I'm going to justify my decision based on cost, and again, we get back into, you know, If going out and, you know, spending hours shooting or whatever, you're just going to have, even if you reload, you're going to have way, way less cost in buying some 22 long rifle than you are by even buying the components for the Blackout, I think. So
you get a lot of shooting in with a brick of 22.
I think so. So I think because of that, I think I tend to lean buck mark on this. But it's all up to the viewers, not us. So vote now. We've got the Ruger American in a 300 Blackout up against the Browning buck mark in 22. I'll start the little clock over here. And this is one of those that I honestly don't know what to expect to expect on this one.
You know, I can say this is when I my first 10/22, I could buy a brick, which was 500 rounds of 22s for about 10-12 bucks.
Oh yeah.
Back in the day, anybody remember
the little bucket of bullets that Remington had? It was the size of about half the size of a coffee can, maybe, or something like that. It looked like a 5-gallon bucket, but it was smaller.
I have the new bucket of bullets, and I'm going to pick it up. It's 1,400 rounds. The first one I bought at Dunham's. They went out of business in our local town. I paid like 80 bucks for it. And then the second one I bought was at Walmart for 75. And this is the third one for about 75. And, you know, I'm thinking 1,400 rounds, $75. I'm thinking, man, back in the day, I could get 500 times 3, 10. Okay, 10, let's say $12 times 3. That's $36 for more than what wow. They sure shot up quick, didn't they?
So we got the vote closed out there. Scott saying Remington still makes the bucket of bullets. Yeah, they do. The bucket of bullets I'm talking about was either 500 or 550 round little. It was a little bucket. It was about the size of if you get like the Bluebell, whatever, the pint of ice cream, I guess it is, or whatever, the smaller one, and other Ben and Jerry's or whatever. It was about that size, maybe a little bigger. Looked just like a 5-gallon bucket. Had a little handle on it and everything. It was pretty cool. It was uber cheap. So let's go through and see.
That vote looked kind of close. I was counting.
It ended up pretty close, yeah.
Does anybody have a count yet?
I got 8 versus 7.
Like,
8 versus 7 for Browning.
Yes, is what I got.
That's what I've got too.
Yeah.
So Browning bookmark moves on. And this is interesting because we have eliminated all the shotguns and basically all of the calibers other than 22 at this point. So I think we can safely say at this point, 22 for a youth is popular. Duh, right? I don't guess anybody is shocked by that at all.
Well, like I said, I grew up shooting 22. The first time I shot a 1911, I was 8 years old and it was 45, and I went, yeah, I'm hooked.
Right. So we got to get through this. We're coming up against the clock. So let's get this burned through here, and then we'll get our final matchup. Going to be an interesting one here because I think, it's hard choice. Ruger Mark 4 22-45 Light versus the Henry Lever 22. Ellis, what are you thinking?
Oh, Lord. I'm going to pull a Clover and I'm going to go with Price, and that would mean lower the price would be the Ruger.
You think
so? Those Henrys are expensive.
Not much more expensive, but yeah, probably a little bit. Yeah. Sandy, what are you thinking? You can't cop out on 22 now. Can't cop out on the caliber. Gotta make a choice.
I picked the 22.
Right.
I vote for the 22.
Vote for the 22. Right.
I think that we're talking about a youth. They're probably not expert marksmen or markswomen yet. So I'm going to put a rifle in their hands because rifles are easier to score hits with than pistol, as you're learning.
Right. All right. Ghost, what do you think?
You know what? I want to go with the lever action. I'm going with the Henry. I think that's a bit fun rifle to introduce kids to.
Right. And double A, what do you think?
Well, ain't this a fun toss up? Lever action or semi-auto? Honestly, as much as I love the 1022, from my perspective of teaching youth, I think I want to go with a lever gun. You know what I mean? It's, I don't know.
Right.
Semi-auto is easy to get crazy on the trigger, but teaching the mechanics of how a gun works.
On the trigger crazy on the trigger is not teaching the kids right.
So. Exactly. I'm going to go the Henry.
Yeah. I think I do too, honestly. I mean, you don't, when you talk about a pistol, you really can't teach certain things. We talk about versatility, right? You're going to be able to squirrel hunt, rabbit hunt, you know, stuff like that with that Henry. You could with the Ruger too, but I mean, you're talking about potentially a little added level of difficulty in trying to do that, I think. You're also able to teach multiple positions, be it, you know, kneeling or prone, that sort of thing. So, you know, and you can pretty much lay down anywhere as opposed to having to have a bench and put bags out and all of that to shoot the pistol rested. So I think I go Henry too on this, honestly. But and not our vote. I'm going to open it up. So vote now. We've got the Ruger Mark IV 2245 or the Henry Lever, both in 22, of course. Let's see where they take us out there. Got the clock. The clock is ticking.
Da, 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 da. What's that?
It's going to be pretty close, and I figure it would be. So if you're out there and you haven't voted, you got about 10 seconds now. So get them in. Patriot the Dark, he's still holding on to his 30-30.
And I think it's tied right now.
Well, we'll do it. Let's close the vote. If one more comes in before I get it closed, then so be it. If not, the vote is closed.
I want to say that Southpaws might have put the Henry over the top.
All right, so we need to count. I'll count Ruger's. Count Henry's, Ghost.
Okay.
Now, what was number 3? 1% throwing me off here. That was the Henry. Okay.
I've got 8 for the Henry.
I've only got 4 for the Ruger. Well, it looked close, but it wasn't, apparently.
Yeah, it wasn't.
2, 3, 4. I've only got 4, so yeah.
Yeah, I've got 8 for the Henry.
Mohawk Boy says the Duger. I'm not real sure what the Duger is, but that's a new one to me. I don't know. New on the market or something. I don't know. So there's the Henry Lever 22. The Cinderella story continues with that. So, okay, moving on. Let's jump down and knock this one out real quick. We've got Ruger 10-22 versus the Browning Buckmark. Double A, what do you think? All right. Are you muted? What's up? There he goes.
Me?
Yeah. Ruger 10-22 or Browning Buckmark.
Oh, wow, man, why you got to make this stuff so complicated? Because I love them both.
I didn't make it complicated. The viewers out there have made it complicated.
I know. Man, it's tough. It's like handgun, rifle. Can I vote for both? I mean, they're both awesome.
You could pass if you wanted to, but, you know.
You know something, when it comes to shooting skills and youth, I would rather much teach them rifle skills first, just because it's basic shooting skills. So I'm going to go with a 10-22.
Right. Ghost, what do you think?
I'm going to go Buckmark.
Buckmark with it. Sandy, what do you think?
So I can't just pick 22 on this one? Then I pick the semi-auto 22.
He wants the semi-auto. Darda, yeah, right.
Nothing's changed since the last thing I said here, so I'm still going to pick rifle over pistol. And I hadn't thought about it before until just now, but if you're teaching a kid, then that longer barrel, that's going to be easier to feel any kind of, or teach better, I guess, muzzle discipline too. You know, with a pistol, it's easy to whip that thing around and point it where it ought not go real quick. The rifle, it's still easy, but it's going to take longer, and you can be, you know, more watchful, and you and the youth can both pay attention better to where it's pointing. So I'm still going to stick with rifle over this one.
Absolutely. I understand. Outlaw, Ruger 10/22 or Browning Buckmark?
Tough call. I'm going to go with a Ruger.
Okay, gotcha. You know, much as I love the Browning, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't say Ruger because of what I was talking about, being able to teach, teaching multiple positions and all that good kind of stuff. That said, it's my show and my vote, so I say Buckmark. So deal with it. My vote don't count anyway. So vote now. I will start the clock. We've got the Ruger 10/22 up against the Browning Buckmark. And then we got to deal with the final here. Well, we've got the Ruger running away with it.
Damn, the Ruger is killing it.
About 15 seconds here. Now, Patriot says the Ruger 30-30. I like it. I like it. I don't think with 8 seconds left, I don't think the Browning's going to catch. So I'm going to go ahead and close it. Interest of time, because we are up against some time here. In fact, we're over time.
Interesting. We have two rifles in this. That's interesting. I would not have guessed that going into this.
Yeah. So here we are. We have eliminated the shotguns. We have eliminated any caliber other than 22. Now we have eliminated pistols. So we have the same final matchup we had when we did the rifle bracket. So question is everybody going to stay consistent to the way they voted, or do we have extra people in the chat that are going to tip that vote? That's going to be interesting. Let's run this one through and get opinion. Hey, Scotsman jumped in last minute. So we'll start with Scotsman. Got the final here, man. Same as the
championship.
Same as the rifle bracket was, but this is for all the marbles. We've got the Henry versus the Ruger 10/22. What do you think?
I'm classic old school. I'm going Henry.
Gotcha. Outlaw, what do you think?
Oh, let's see. The cowboy gun or the modern upgradable, put anything you want on it, Ruger. I'm going with the Ruger.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Tardot.
Well, as much as I'd want to go with the Ruger, I'm going to go with the Henry pretty much for, like Scotsman said, it being classical. I think it'd be a good thing, good draw for kids if they've, you know, kind of grown up on Westerns with you. And then the other part of it would be, you've got to think in the fact of as a training tool, is like we said earlier, when you go with semi-auto, you know, just letting off rounds versus having that lever action at least. So I go with the Henry.
Gotcha. Sandy.
Well, first of all, Scotsman, I'm very surprised that you didn't say Glock. No, exactly what Tardot just said. That's my pick for the lever over the auto in this case. It's a kid. It's not my choice for me. Well, I don't know. Might be, but this is a kid, so lever action.
All right. Now, user says 10/22, you can load one round at a time until they learn. If you get a one-round magazine, you got to be really careful about manually loading that and closing the bolt because of the way the extractor is, you can get a slam fire. So that being mentioned, I just want to throw that out there. Safety first, of course. That's why they make the one round magazines, by the way, in case you're wondering. Ghost, what do you think?
All right. I'm going to go a little nostalgia on you. Growing up, one of my favorite movies ever was a movie called Silverado. It's a great Western. And Danny Glover and his dad had an old Henry rifle.
They didn't have a 10/22. I remember growing up.
No, it wasn't a 10-22. It was just an old Henry rifle. But I was like, you know, I wanted – he had a Henry lever action. I was like, oh, that is badass. So I'm going to have to go for nostalgic reasons. I'm going with a Henry.
I got you. Double A, what do you think? 10-22 or Henry?
That movie was called Silverado, by the way.
That's what I said.
About 85, I think. Look, you know, this is the youth thing. As much as I love the 10-22, but we're grown. We've been trained, whether self-trained or whatever. As a youth gun, I'm going to go lever. I want to teach kids action to, and like I said earlier, with a semi-automatic, you can just pull the trigger as fast as you want or whatever, but I would much rather have a little more control in teaching the youth about sight picture, everything about shooting control. You know right. what I mean? So I'm going Henry.
I got you. A Patriot out there, he's throwing out the Henry 30-30. Sweet Tea, number 10, says 300 H&H. Yeah, yeah. Dale's saying a 7-rim mag. Yeah, for youth. Yeah, that would be really awesome. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, with speed factor, I think I probably go Henry as well. Probably a little bit safer. I mean, you really don't got to worry about it automatically loading that next round and a finger getting on the trigger. So overall, maybe a little safer choice. I think I go Henry too. But as far as us, it does not matter. So vote now, chat. Vote now.
Next says Mauser.
yeah. Got the Henry 10-22 versus, or Henry 10-22, the Henry lever versus the Ruger 10-22. So, the third row redneck says Henry made in America or not made at all. That's right. There you go. Looks like this may end up being a.
This is going to be a close one.
Being a close one. So, got about 10 seconds left. We'll definitely run the clock on it because it's close. Your vote may be the deciding vote in this one. So there it is. We are up against. So let me close the vote. How long it takes me to do that? Not very long. And yeah, we're gonna have to get a count. So yeah, Ghost, do you want to count Henry's? And I'll count Ruger. Right.
Sounds good. I've got 7 Henrys by my count.
I've got 9 Rugers. So that's interesting. We had apparently more people voting in the chat or something because didn't Henry win the actual rifle bracket?
I believe it did.
So another Cinderella story. The original Cinderella story has now been replaced with another. And our overall youth firearm winner is the Ruger 10-22. I don't think anybody... is surprised
one of these on this entire bracket. Not one of these is a bad choice.
No, not at all. Not on any of the brackets that we've done. And there's multiple other ones that could have been on the bracket. It was just narrowing it down to 8 to make these brackets short enough to get through a show. Was really difficult. There's a lot of good ones out there, but you know, no surprise with that Ruger 10-22. Absolutely no surprise with that. So let me get this saved so I've got it for reference later. Let me stop my screen sharing. And we need to run this one through the room. That way we can get us a big old tall glass of gone. I'll run it through backwards here. AA, what you got before we leave? You there?
Well, yeah, I'm here. You there?
What you got before we leave?
I'm here. Y'all hear me?
Yeah. We're shutting it down. Anything to say before we go?
I ain't got nothing other than... well, in the back of my mind, I think I talked about this with you the other night, Clover. I'm going to try and get a YouTube shoot going. I'm going to try and invite all the people that I have met, like you, online. Scotsman, you know, it's a 40-minute drive for him. But, yeah, this fall, I'm going to try and get a YouTuber meetup shoot going at my club. I'll, of course, I'll have to rent it. And there's enough room for some camping, but I'm going to kind of work on it. I'm going to get with my brother, my channel partner, who's also a member of the club, and my best friend's the president. But we got lots of steel to shoot, and it just takes a lot of effort to drag it all out. But I'm seriously thinking about this, and I'm like, you know something, I would love to put on this event and personally meet all these people that we hang out online. I'm in Northern Ohio, so, you know, it's a trek for a lot of people, but I don't know. I'm going to see if I can make it happen. So
awesome. Ghost, what you got?
I got not a whole lot. I do want to say that for my patrons out there, we have the June patron only chat tonight at 10 Central, kind of right after Matt's chat's over. So if you're a patron, come on, and we're going to hang out and shoot the stuff and have a good time. Thanks for having me, buddy.
You bet. Sandy, what you got?
Thanks for inviting me on. Thank you again one more time for the swag and the arachnophobia targets you sent me. Those are awesome. Can't wait to blow them up. You can find me on YouTube, Patreon, Facebook, Instagram. Name's the same, Sandy Hill Shooter. Go check me out. And with that, I'm going to see if there's room over in Mr. Matt's chat there. So y'all have a great night. Thanks, Glover.
Later. Mr. Outlaw.
Well, Clover, first of all, thank you for the link. Guys, I don't know how many of y'all actually caught my show Monday night, but we did a huge 80s wrestling bracket that went over quite well. And that was for single, not tag team wrestling. Well, this week, next week, actually, we're going to do the tag team version of that. So if you're interested in 80s wrestling, jump in on that. Give us a view.
Clover, how did Eric do?
What? Clover, Ghost?
How did Kerry Von Erich do?
Actually, he did pretty good. I think he was almost like semifinals.
Right on. Nice.
Very cool.
It ended up being Roddy Piper and Ricky Steamboat in the end.
Oh, nice.
I had to go with Steamboat on that one.
Roddy, I love actually, the dragon. Roddy actually won it.
I love the dragon, man.
Oh, yeah.
He was good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I cool. like the whole wrestling, and I'm...
Robot in there, Norman. So, Tardot, what you got?
Well, thank you for having me. And of course, everybody, of course, check me out on YouTube at Tardot357. Check me out on all those other social media platforms as Tardot357, and then Patreon is that. And just remember to go over to Gun Channels and check us all out over there. Me and Gunpowder are both under Tardot Productions. And don't forget to check me out on Saturdays with Clearing the Chamber. Since we're back on schedule after moving, we've got it going.
Sweet. And last but not least, the man that's fashionably late. What you got going on, Scotsman? Apparently he got muted. Was he? There he is.
Sorry, were you talking to me? I was on the phone. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're okay. I said, you got anything before we go?
Guys, if you can, please jump in, help out with hashtag help a brother out. It's huge. We're about halfway there. We need to help Scotty M1959. He is trying to get to Florida to be with his wife. He is a veteran. He's been through some hard times. If you guys can donate $10 to get you an entry into winning multiple prizes. And there's a lot of stuff. I literally had 3 more messages from people today that have my number that are donating more stuff. So there's a lot of prize packages out there for $10. And it's a good cause to help a veteran get to where he needs to be with his wife and the rest of his family. And so that's all I got. Other than that, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I'm late. And I'm sorry I was only here for a few minutes. But I do appreciate it. I really do.
That's fine. That's all good. Where do they go if you got a video on your channel, I'm assuming, or something like that, right?
Yeah. Basically, you send the payment to s.matloff, M-A-T-L-O-F, @gmail.com via PayPal. And then you send me a receipt at thecrazyscotsman2498 @gmail.com. And once I get a copy of it, I put it in a spreadsheet and keep track of that. And then when we do the drawings, we'll go from there.
There you go. Awesome. As far as what we've got going, we've got the after hour show tomorrow. That's 11 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll be talking about some podcast stuff on that. And then Hill and Machine Gun Works will be in the house for Farm Friday. That's 10 Eastern on Friday, answering your questions about the their Sturmgewehr that they've got. They're in the process of building and getting out. So get those questions on that ready, and we'll see you for that one. Hopefully, that's it. I think Matt's on NEA with his politics chat right now, and don't forget Ghost's Patreon chat later on tonight too. If you are a member of the Ghost Squad, we're out of here. Later.